no Chancellor of the Exchequer in modern times has ever had to raise so much money for the necessities of the country. The objects for which this new taxation is imposed are not challenged by any party in the land. The budget therefore inflicts no gratuitous burden on the community. We want more money in order to strengthen the Navy, so to keep our shores safe from any possible invader. To provide pensions that will give comfort to 1 million men and women in their declining years. And to carry out many a long desired and long promised plan of social reform to redeem the people from anxieties and sufferings which are now so grievously oppressing them. First, the budget will relieve the rates which press so hard on many people. Second, it will provide money for dealing with unemployment. Third, it will establish a fund to assist in developing to the full the resources of our own country, so that men and women may be enabled to secure a comfortable and decent living on the land. This fund will be devoted to the reclamation of waste, the encouragement of small holdings, the improvement of livestock,